Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And no surprises for the weekend. It will be a mild one. And I think most places will enjoy it. As you said, as far as the ice jam, it's a gradually milder kind of road for the weekend, which is what they want.
Yeah, they said the National Weather Service came down and other people came down and looked at this. And I just interviewed Brian Oler, our representative who was down there. And they said that if there could be 3 days of temperatures around 40 to 45 degrees and a little bit of precipitation, that should be enough to break it up and move it along.
Well, that's what we're looking at. Today will be in the mid-30s, however. Some with patchy clouds. And tonight in the low to mid-20s. Now for tomorrow, 45 to 50, partly sunny and milder. Mid-40s again on Sunday with sun and clouds. Now Monday, 35 to 40, cloudy, and we have some rain developing that could start as a wintry mix in the afternoon. But it will get milder again and into the 40s with rain on Tuesday. Not snow, rain. So that seems to be, everything is moving on schedule. There does not appear to be anything lurking in the wind thereafter. So I think that's kind of interesting. There is, I believe the model was showing, I'll take a look at that. I think the model was showing, I'm looking at next Thursday right now, and our next Thursday is still fair. We see a low wet weather across the Gulf, across Florida for late next week. And let's see, so nothing really comes in here from what I could tell. Next Saturday is nice. How about next Sunday? Next Sunday starts off okay. And then it looks like we may get into some rain, not snow, next Sunday night or Monday. So after Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday of next week, nothing happens until the following week. Which means, all next week could be nice and calm.
They don't need a lot of rain on Monday. How much rain do you think we'll get?
Well, that's the other problem. It's really Monday night into Tuesday. I think we could get about an inch of rain.
Let's hope that jam is moved by then.
Yeah, I'm going to take a look at the our latest amounts here and see what we're thinking. Yeah, 1 inch for any time from Monday morning to Wednesday morning, so that most of it will fall Monday night into Tuesday. And right now, we're looking at about 1 inch of rain. And of course, after that, it's dry.
All right, so that's the way that looks.
Yeah, so sorry about that.
Well, you take what you take. I mean, can you do? What can you do?
This is the first morning that I've seen in quite a long time where there are no zero or below readings in the 48 contiguous states. How about that?
Well, that's a good news item.
That's a good news item. On a bad news item, there was a place in Siberia yesterday that came in with 86 below zero. 86 below zero. And generally speaking, when you have air that cold in Siberia, it usually makes its way into the United States in 3 to 4 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's modified.
Well, it's not 86 below, that's for sure. Right. But it's modified tremendously, but still cold enough to, for us to all shiver. I was talking to, I think it was my sister last night, that told me that her gas bill, or I guess it's a gas bill, went up from, let's see, I think she said in December she was paying, this is on Long Island, she was paying about $160, $170 a month, and the new one just came in, and it's $250.
Well, it's going to be that way with everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have this much cold weather and not have higher energy bills.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Whether it's electric, whether it's propane, whether it's natural gas, whether it's oil, whether it's coal, whatever you use, whether you burn wood, you're going to use more of it.
Yeah.
It's as simple as BTUs. The more BTUs, the more money.
More money. Yeah.
Unless you have one of those not solar or wind powered, but the thermal system, where it uses the cooling and the warmth of the heat to keep your home warm.
Right.
Then, but that's like $30,000 to put in, so that's the initial expense. But anyways. Jeez. What can you do? What can you do?
I was just going to say, there's nothing you can do. So
you just got to deal with it.
That's it. So I'm looking for pretty calm weekend here, and hopefully a nice calm week for me next week, with the exception of a bit of rain for early next week. So it should be nice and calm.
I'm gonna copy off some of the pictures that Brian Oler took and send to you. When the state of Connecticut, Pat. They're amazing. The Department of Transportation got Route 7 open. And you should see the pictures of the huge chunks of ice and stuff that they cleared to get the road open. Pat, some of these chunks of ice are 1.5 to 2 feet thick, 3 feet thick. It's amazing. When you look at the sheer size of these chunks of ice, it's amazing.
That is really amazing. And again, these are the things that you don't think about when the cold weather's here. You know, it's afterward. And you say to yourself, here we go. So,
well, this is a once in a lifetime event. When I was a kid, I'm real young. There was a bad ice jam in West Cornwall. I'm 65, so that was 60 years ago. This is the type of ice jam that doesn't happen very often. And so nobody's gotten hurt. Everybody's getting through it, and people get to experience one of those weird factors of Mother Nature.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing. I totally agree that it's a once in a 100-year kind of event. So hopefully there won't be any more, because again, remember, we're still only not even 1 month into winter, so you could still grab another solid 2 weeks of very, very cold weather in February, which could present more problems. So let's hope that's not the case.
All right. So now I'm going to be hounding you next week. We're going to start looking into the first week of February and stuff like that, because first 2 weeks of February, we got the Jump Fest, Salisbury Winter Sports Association.
Oh, okay. I was just looking to see what I said. This is the third week, right? I said there was a chance of late week snow, so that's out. And then next week is the fourth week. Cloud, sun, flurries, ? Last few days had cloudy with some rain or wet snow. So at least for next week, I had nothing scheduled, which is a good thing.
All right. So I want you to enjoy your weekend if you can. I mean,
I'm going to try my best. You do the same.
I'm going to watch football.
Okay. Well, you do that. And I'll be watching I'll be editing our movie, so you'll watch football, and I'll be watching a Birdcage.
Now, when am I going to get my copy of Birdcage?
At least a month, at least a month down the line. We're 23 minutes into the movie so far of editing.
That's it.
Takes a long time.
How does it look?
So far, so good. So far, so good. Thumbs up.
All right. Well, Pat, have a great weekend editing, and we'll speak to you on Monday.
All right. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.